You're listening to The Back Burner on CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, the city that never sleeps. It's in the Bay. We're CITR. You're listening to The Back Burner. We are a late night radio show for those of you just tuning in, and we double as a relationship advice show. My name is Teo. I'm one of the hosts, and we're here with
Isaac,
Sean,
Kalev,
Rehan.
And we are just going to do some fun stuff for you guys today. We got a bunch of cool stuff lined up. And those of you that are new tuning into our show, it's Thursdays 11 to midnight. Woo, woo, can I get a woo? Yeah! So the number to call in, you can call in at any time during the show, and we'll stop what we're doing and answer your questions. The number is 604-822-8...
No.
Sorry.
604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR, 604-822-2487. You can call at any time. If you need advice with your relationship, call us.
Yeah, I always forget the number because I don't sit in the big boy chair. I can't see the number as easily as Isaac can. So I want to start off the show tonight with, we were talking about earlier, advice or how you're feeling in general. I know that it's midterm season for those students listening. It's been pretty rough for a lot of people. Sickness is spreading, if you can tell. My voice, Rehan next to me, he's also sick, both metaphorically and physically, sick and tired of all this.
Yeah, that girl in the taco shop even said.
What did she say at the taco shop?
Because we were ordering nachos, and Teo was using his charm to get us more nachos.
Yeah.
And then, what did you say?
It worked too.
What did you say? You're like, oh, I'm so sick. And then what did you say?
There's this lovely, lovely server, and I said, oh, I'm so sick. And then she said, assuming it's a she, we never know, it's 2019. she said, oh, I'm sick too. And then I said, sick and tired of all this bullshit. And she was like, haha, yeah.
Yeah, she's like, I don't want to live anymore.
Yeah, she took it to 100 real fast. It was a good time.
But they actually gave us a lot of extra nachos.
They did. It was
really
a
big.
Shout out
so
to
Taco Mio.
Shout out to Taco Mio for that awesome hookup. So how are we all feeling? Let's go around the circle. Rehan, you want to start us off?
I think you just unplugged that.
Unplugged
mic. We're just gonna plug that in. Oh, it's back.
Is it? Are we back?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling all right. I'm feeling pretty good. I skipped a week of class because I was down with the cold.
That bad?
Wow.
Oh yeah. Maybe it wasn't that bad, but you know, when you have a reason to stay in bed and it's raining.
For sure.
Pop some NyQuil in the
anything,
day,
anything
you know,
happened,
get a little crazy. Anything new happened?
Yeah, anything cool you want to tell the world about?
Well, I auditioned for improv and then Teo got it.
Put that on the back burner.
I didn't know you auditioned. Jeez. Oh my god, that's rough. I'm so sorry.
No,
oh my god.
No, it was a fun process. Looking forward to throwing food at you on stage.
Allegedly.
But yeah, no, I also auditioned for a play. I'm in a play now.
You got in?
Yeah, I got in. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Thank you. Slow clap.
Eric Andre.
Yeah, with the Players Club. Check it out in November, called The Grown Up.
What's your position? What's your role?
Actor F.
That's like soldier number 3. They got some intense power. Sean.
Yeah. I'm kind of concerned. There's a lot of tension right now that's building between Rehan and Teo. For those who can't see, they're about to fight. Just be. Oh,
I don't know if they're gonna fight.
Oh no, actually, okay, they're touching hands now. It's becoming. Wow, this is intense. Tongues. Okay, no, never mind. Yeah, life's good. I've been meal prepping recently. So I had Mexican food last night and the night before. And then the night before and the night before. So lots of Mexican food and then almost out. So yeah, life's good. Can't complain.
Yeah, life. I mean, I'm doing good. I know other people aren't doing good. You know, you got these midterms. You got all this cold stuff. You know, people are moving and stuff. But I'm feeling good. I'm feeling confident. I'm feeling free and self-possessed. You know, so I want to bring that energy to the show today.
Define self.
What does that mean?
I just feel like I'm in charge of my destiny for the first time in my life. I don't know.
Wow.
Amen. Amen. I'm not religious, but yeah. Today is Destiny Day.
You want to talk about God?
We can. God, is it a hoax?
Episode 3. I went to church last Sunday.
For the first time?
Wow.
Well, not the first time. I was raised Catholic, but I went to United Church because I felt like I needed to get spiritual. And it's a lot.
It is.
Yeah, it's a lot. It was really weird. I'm not gonna lie.
Is it on campus, the church?
Yeah, it was on campus, and they were talking about how the people went to the climate strike because they read Genesis and God was. Yeah,
what?
I know. It was really intense.
Did you get any wafers?
I got a firm handshake from a man with a beard, and he asked for my name, which was really nice. Yeah,
it's close enough.
What's the service like at the church, the United Church?
They didn't have any servers, so the service was bad. They didn't like
That was the joke.
No, I'm just kidding.
They didn't have any servers.
Service, okay.
Yeah, that would do it. That would be bad service.
It's no Hooters, that's for sure. So the service was very similar to a Catholic church, but a little bit less structured. So you have, like, they come in, and then they do some readings from the Bible, and then... Yeah, and then there's a bunch of kids that go to Sunday school, and they all sat in the front with their prepared donations for the food bank. And the Sunday school teacher was like, everyone was at the climate strike because God something, which was really, yeah.
Hey, you know what? As long as they were actually at the climate strike, that's all that matters. Showing support. Can I get a woo woo?
Woo 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 woo.
Woo woo.
I actually went to church for the first time last semester with my friend Kenne, who is 6'5" Nigerian guy who's the sweetest guy in the world.
Oh, I think he lives on my floor.
Oh, yeah? Well, he convinced me. He's like, Teo, come out. I'm like, okay, fine. And I went out, and it was weird. It was great, but it was weird. I felt very uncomfortable. It was one of those, black churches where everyone's, like, singing and dancing. It was fun. They had a lot of fun. But the way when the pastor was talking... It was some great advice, like the life advice in general is really great. But as soon as they insert the word like God, I just extract it and delete that word and put in like yourself, like oh, believe in yourself, you can do it, rather than like believe in God, you can do it, right? And then it's like, wow, this actually transfers pretty well if you get rid of God and put yourself in it.
Yeah, that was something that actually I found very interesting too, because they were talking about money and how you should be more courteous to the homeless population in the downtown east side, which was great, and I totally agreed with it. But then they started talking about how we should listen to all of God's teachings in the Bible, even though just because if you conveniently pick one or the other, then it's problematic. But if you look into some of the books in the Bible, there are problematic things in it. Mm-hmm. So I don't think you can read it word for word. So, and
it needs an update. Shout out to God.
Software.
You need
update.
An update.
iOS 13.
Bible. Your home button is broken.
It's on Old Testament beta 0.3 right now.
Night mode.
Night mode's this season. It's protest season.
It is. Oh my goodness.
It's
good
crazy.
Times.
That was like I saw a post on some social media platform. And it was Trudeau walking out with the protesters, smiling, and someone was really upset about
they
that,
were.
Saying, the government should be hiding and fearing us because we're protesting and we're against them. And it's like, well, not, no.
Was that the Hong Kong protest?
No, this climate is climate.
Oh, right.
And I'm like, I'm like, okay, I understand, because he's supporting a pipeline and pro-gas, which sucks. But I think if your government supports you, that's a good thing. I don't know if I'm wrong.
I mean, Trudeau's kind of a liar with that kind of stuff. He has a record of taking people's cool ideas and then not doing it.
Hot take?
Yeah, I mean, he's said a lot of things that did not happen. I mean, yeah.
Don't forget to vote.
Yeah, don't forget to vote. And don't vote for that guy.
Okay, I think if you're someone like, let's say, Green Party leader Elizabeth May, and you get arrested at the Kinder Morgan site for protesting, then I think you have every right to go to a climate strike protest. Mm. But if your whole government, like, sure, they have a lot of money going into climate initiatives, but like, if your whole government bought a pipeline, why are you going to a strike that's against your pipeline?
Yeah.
Like,
it's the hypocrisy now, not only in politics, but in society and social circles now. It's just gotten too much, which is why you're listening to The Back Burner, where we talk about controversial things, and then when they get too hot, we put them on the back burner to cool off. If you're listening...
That doesn't make any sense.
Can we do that with the climate?
I don't think we can put that on the back burner.
Can we do
it's
that
too
with
late.
The climate?
It's too late.
Once again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Back Burner Show. We are a show where we just like to have fun, and we double as a relationship advice show.
What's the
and
number?
You can call in at any time during the show, and we will answer your calls and give you advice. The number is
604-822-3. Oh, wait, that's the warm line. Wait a second.
Uh-oh. The number is...
Okay, 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-24. Oh, we're getting a call. We're getting a call.
We got a caller.
All right. Our first call today. I'm going to put the phone up. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
What's
Hello?
Up?
Hey, how's it going? I'm listening to the show right now.
Hello. Awesome. What's your name? What's your name?
It's me. I was living in last year, and Sean was my RA.
Oh. Oh my goodness. Oh, okay.
For those of you tuning in, Sean is sitting in our studio right now.
Yeah, I also work on campus. I don't know if I'm allowed to disclose the job I do, but I do have a job. And yes. Hi, is this Liam?
No, this is Alex.
Oh, Alex. Hi, Alex. How's it going?
Good. How's it going? How's it going?
Good, good. Okay, now what are you calling about? What can we help you with?
I need some relationship advice, actually.
You come to the...
The right place.
You come
the
to
right
a place.
Place.
yeah, I've come to a place for sure, but hopefully you guys will lead me in the right direction.
Yes, hopefully. Okay, what's up? What are we... what's the relationship
Full
issue?
One-on-one.
So, there's this girl I've been hanging out with recently. We get along very, very well. We have a lot of similar interests and tastes, and I think she's a really, really good friend. But I want to ask her out, and I'm afraid of, you know, getting rejected and ruining the relationship that we've built. I think it's, you know, super classic stuff, but still very, very scary.
I mean, I can have a take on it, and then we'll let everyone else kind of...
Go ahead.
Yeah,
that.
So Go basically on. Kind of what I'm thinking is kind of what's more important to you, a friendship where you're always feeling like you could be reaching for something more, or the potential to kind of take it to that next level and add kind of that extra component in that's really going to bring it to the next level, but then potentially lose this not as like up there relationship that you already have? Like, which one's more important, maintaining that subpar relationship or kind of going to one that's kind of on the next level? And I think sometimes taking that risk is kind of what we need to do. So what are you thinking? What's on your mind about that?
I guess I never really thought of it like that. It would be nice to have that friendship, but also that additional component as well, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, especially now that like it's midterm season, everyone's depressed. The other component is pretty important for sanity wise. De-stress. It's cuffing season.
It is cuffing season. Okay, great.
Well, it's funny because you in your statement you said it was kind of contrary. You said she's a great friend.
Yeah,
but I want to ask her out.
That
it's
too.
Like, did you friend zone her? You might have done that, Alex, without even realizing.
You think so? Is there a way that I can make, like, hear her that I'm interested in her? That,
yeah, or? Send her a little doodle poll. For those of you who don't know what a doodle poll is, it's one of those things you can create a little timing schedule out and you post it online.
Kalev, what's your take?
I mean, yeah, dude, are the vibes there? Like, is she vibing with you? Is that something she would want? Like, if it isn't, then it's just not going to work if you ask her out, right? So, yeah. I mean, you just, I mean, in my experience, if people are into you, they try to let you know. And in the same way, you can try to let her know subtly, but you just kind of have to lay the groundwork. I mean, try to talk to her more, see if she wants to talk to you more, like text all the time, see how that goes. But if it's not, she's not interested in that way, I mean, it's kind of tough what you're going to do.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I'd say, like, if you've prefaced this by saying that you guys are really good friends, and a lot of this, you know, you hear a lot of people being stressed about, you know, confessing their feelings for people and whatnot. It doesn't really have to be a stressful thing, right? Like, if the relationship is something worth having in your life, whether it's a friendship or something more, then it doesn't really matter how it turns out, right? Like, if you yeah. stick to being honest and telling her how you feel, and like,
honesty is the best policy.
Oh yeah.
Okay. All right.
I think the difficult thing is when you first meet someone you're interested in, if you don't establish immediately or very soon after that you're interested in that way, the longer you wait to establish that, the harder it gets to establish that. So I don't know how long you've been talking to her, but the longer you wait right now, the more you're going to back up about it, and you're going to just build up more tension with yourself. So the sooner you do it, I would say the better, man. And I mean, the worst you can get is no, and it doesn't mean you're going to completely lose out on that.
Plus, if you're good friends already, then hopefully she'll be able to take that and be like, oh, no, I want to be friends, and you still have that great relationship, assuming that it's great in the first place, right? Because if the foundation of the friendship isn't actually on solid grounds, that's a great way to test it as well.
Yeah, I mean, don't do anything crazy. Don't write her a song and perform it in front of a bunch of people.
We're going to be doing that after you call.
We're going to do an improv song.
Yeah, just don't do anything crazy or creepy, you know. Maybe tell her how you feel. Be like, yeah, I think you're really cool. See if she says something like that to you, maybe. But don't get it over in your head. Don't get your hopes up, you know, just...
don't have expectations. That's important, too.
Really don't have expectations.
Don't have expectations, okay.
Yeah, and don't make it a big thing. You know, just have a conversation and don't make yourself nervous about it even. If the moment's there and you're like, I think you're really cool, you know, maybe we should get lunch or something, just us.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of that Vine when it's the, hey, I think you're really cool. I like you a lot. Maybe we should hang out or something.
Oh my gosh, send her that Vine.
Yeah,
that's
pretty.
Send her that Vine, Alex.
Send her that Vine. Okay, I'll scour the internet for that.
So I think just in summary, kind of, I think what everyone's kind of saying is like, take the leap, because worst case scenario, things are awkward for a little bit. But like, if it's a good friendship, you'll have that foundation. And actually, I have a lot of female friends, and whenever someone tells them that they have feelings for them, it's an initial shock, but I think eventually it tends to smooth itself over. And I feel like it's going to hinder the relationship more if you don't tell her, because you're going to constantly have this feeling of like, I like you, and it's kind of a tension that you have within yourself that she doesn't even notice. But getting that off your chest is going to be able to like help you feel a lot more chill, and could even build that relationship a lot more, even if she doesn't like you.
Okay.
Yeah, I think also do this in person. Mistake.
Good advice.
Maybe you already know that, but I think a lot of people make that mistake where the text or even calling is not the same, because if you're not face-to-face and you're not looking someone in the eyes and looking at their face and reading their expression and their nonverbal communication, you're going to fuck yourself over. Because when you talk over the internet, there's so many factors of what tone are they really using.
Yeah, you don't know what tone all those hot Russian singles in your area are using, right? Are they serious? Are they, like, joking around?
Do the emojis transfer over?
Yeah, the emojis, man.
The wink face.
What is the upside down smiley face emoji mean?
That could mean fucking anything, man.
That's a wild card, buddy.
Okay, so what do you think, Alex? What's on your mind?
Yeah, I think you guys are right. You've got me hyped up, and I'm seeing her in class tomorrow. We have a couple classes together, so I think I'll...
You gotta let us know next show how that worked out.
Yeah.
I will.
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Well,
okay.
We're gonna play a little makeup song for you. We got a guitar in here. We're gonna cue a little fake song. What name do you want to give this girl number X or letter X number X?
Let's give her a Samantha.
Ooh, Samantha. That's a good name.
All right. In the meantime, you guys, I'm gonna just strum a few chords. You guys wanna give him some last thoughts.
Godspeed on your journey, man.
Godspeed.
Spit your game.
Spit your game.
This is for you, man.
All right. I'll try my best.
This one goes out to, we're going to say goodbye now. We're going to hang up. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you for calling.
To the back burner.
Okay, thanks.
We're going to play a little song. This one's for you.
Thanks, Alex.
All right. Yep. Bye.
He's out.
All right. Swing back another mic. We need two mics here. We need one for the guitar. One for the. Take into account, ladies and gentlemen, listening in your late night cars, going home from work, feeling exhausted. I'm sick, so my voice sounds a little off.
A little raspy.
Little rasp. Little Sam Elliott. I may have friend-zoned her from the start. We'll only find out if I ask her out. I'm gonna wait till tomorrow, 'cause I got class with her and I'm hoping she'll say yes. Otherwise I may lose a great friend. Or perhaps
strengthen a relationship.
Yeah, that one's for you, buddy. Not also my best work because I'm sick, but that one's right for you, Alex.
Samantha.
On the sickness, of course.
We're rooting for you, buddy.
I think let's play a song.
We're gonna play a great song for y'all.
We're gonna play
not an improvised one, a proper one.
I'm not gonna explain what this song is, but I was just reading the comment section. A couple of us watched this before.
Read a comment. That's
what I'm doing.
Okay,
man.
Sorry.
Fuck. Okay.
Watch your profanity.
Yeah, it's 11:24. It's okay. To quote Justina J 3 years ago in the comments, they just don't make music like this anymore. Zippity bop, ooh bop bop, boom zippity dop, ba da ba boom bop bop, boom zippity zop, ee bop, a zippity zoo, ba da bip bop boop bop, zippity zoo, or a beep doop, a bippity boo, bop boop bop boop bop, zippity doo bop, zippity bop bop, ba doop bop bop, zippity bop boop bop boop bop bop, po zippity doop, zippity dee, yeah, zip bop boop bop, doopity dee, ooh doopity 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 doopity.
We did the whole intro with the mics muted, ladies and gentlemen.
That was my fault.
You're listening to the back burner.
That was a Side of Smooth song. Should I tell them what it is?
Just tell them
the title.
Give them a little clue.
I don't want to give it away. I'm just trying to think of how it could be subtle.
He's a Canadian comedian. He.
Are you a baby?
He made a poop flavored frozen yogurt.
Dumb Starbucks.
Dumb Starbucks, that was him. So, and then what was the song called?
Morning Walk.
Morning Walk.
A beautiful song.
Back in the 80s when they built the computers. That's another hint.
The clue was for audience. We don't want to tell them right away. It'll ruin the surprise of it.
Computers.
I want to talk back about relationship advice.
Wait, do you want to advertise the line again?
Let's advertise the line again. Okay. So if you're just tuning in now on your cars, please stay. Please don't tune out. We are a fun, loving show full of Christian guys. No, we're not religious. at least I hope not.
There is no God.
The line to call us at any time during the show is 604-822. What's the last part?
604-822-3104. Yes, it is.
Guys, okay.
Why is it too hot?
604-822-2487.
604-822-2487.
I don't know why this is here.
That is the number. Is please call in and we'll stop what we're doing and we'll answer your relationship advice questions. So, on that note, we're going to talk about relationships ourselves. And we're going to talk about, drum roll please, how to last longer. No. The things we do but no one talks about. No, we're going to talk about exes.
Put that on the back burner.
Unless you have an... Sean was leaning into the mic like he was going to give us some advice.
No.
I mean, I think we all know who should start this one off.
The last longer or the exes?
Teal, tell your story. What happened?
What happened right before this?
If you want to talk
so,
about
yeah,
it.
No. So, I was in a great relationship, one of those short-term, really fun ones, for 5-ish months with a lovely, lovely girl, a woman, lady, whatever one gives it the most respect. And we broke up. She left to go somewhere else, and I stayed here, and so it was a mutual breakup. And you know when you have an ex and you're talking on some social media platform and they just start to get at like bother you, and you don't know really what it is that's bothering you, but you're just bothered by the conversation? So that's happened a few times, and I got really agitated one day, and so I muted all of her accounts. I was like, I don't want to deal with this. I'm too stressed out. So I muted all of her accounts. And I just saw this person an hour and a half ago. They live in a different country, and they were here by pure coincidence. I just saw them, and there was some tension, you know, the kind of fake. I don't want to say fake happiness because it might have been like real smiles, but there was some anger in there, resentment, because it was a hello, and then right into it was, why did you block me from all the social media? I sound like Alec Jones.
Do you feel bad for blocking her?
No. I think it's a normal thing to do. I mean, Sean, you were just talking earlier about how you block all of your exes.
Okay, I don't block them, definitely like unfriend, mute them.
Yeah, that's what I did. Because you don't want, I mean, come on, guys. Call us in if you disagree with me. You don't want to see things.
Can you remember the number?
It's 604-822-2487.
Beautiful.
2487. You don't want to see pictures of your exes when you're like stressed with other things, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's such a interesting thing with our generation that, I mean, like, we're on these platforms all the time. It's basically like reading the newspaper. And if you're reading the news, you might see someone about you might see somebody that you'll get upset by in a very deep way. And it's very unique to just how we live nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I still love her, right? That's the part of me that always will. And I think with relationships, if that's not a thing, then that wasn't a real relationship, because you fall in air quotes, fall in love, and you usually love that person for the rest of your life. Whether or not you're with them, it doesn't really matter, but there's a part of you that was attached to that person for a period of your time, so there's some connection there that will always be there, but it still is tough. I mean, I don't really get over things very easily, very fast, because I'm not very vulnerable, and when I am, it's after a lot of trust has been built. So when I open that trust and I show that kind of side of myself to that person, it's tough to then see them, you know, pop up on my feed and I'm not with them. Like, that's that, no, it makes me like kind of sad.
I think social media, aside from relationships themselves, like romantic relationships, is already so toxic because we're set up in a way that we are on this 24/7 social comparison line, right? And then when you get really in your head about losing someone, and then there's like a deeper level of social comparison, like who is that person with now? Was this person like relative to me? And it's really difficult not to make those comparisons, even if you're not going to admit it to yourself. It's really difficult to withdraw from that, right? We were talking about this earlier. It's just, how can you not do it, right?
Yeah, John Mulaney has this really good one-liner. He says, anybody who has seen my dick and has met my parents has to die.
Honestly, that social media thing is why I started meal prepping. I saw all these like hot Instagram moms, and they all started meal prepping. Mm. And I was like, if I ever want to be a hot Instagram mom, I really need to meal prep. So I got really like stressed over the past couple months about not being able to meal prep. And then I got to UBC, and guys, I'm meal prepping, and I feel good. I had salmon for... Thank you. We're clapping.
This is just a real clap, man. This is beautiful, man.
No, so...
Beautiful.
Soon I will be a hot Instagram mom, and all the hot Instagram dads will come after me.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
The iDelfs?
What's an iDelf?
It's an Instagram dad I'd like to fuck.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully.
The only difference is there's an I in front for Instagram.
Do you guys follow MILFs on Instagram? Is that a thing? Like,
if Caleb, you do.
No. I don't follow MILFs on Instagram, babe.
Oh my god.
This is immediately in the background. Hey. No.
It's just please, your meal prep info. No. It's not for her bubble butt.
I actually don't follow any, like, air quote, subjectively attractive people for the sake of their attractiveness and keep up with their, like, I'm not into that at all. Kardashians, no way in hell, like that kind of stuff. Like, I don't follow those people. I already feel shit about myself enough. I don't need to be compared to this like top 1% who has enough money to spend $1,000 on their face every day,
and butts,
and lips, and boobs.
I mean, I follow Anderson Cooper. And I get
the amount of work that he's had done is disgusting.
I just get stressed because my hair will never be that like majestically gray, and I'll never look that great at that age. So, yeah. But as far as like relationships and stuff, I think I was watching a TED talk and it was talking about how there's always a power dynamic when you break up of someone's going to miss the other person more and someone's going to be chasing the other person. Mm. There's only a couple of rare scenarios where you can still, I believe, where you can still be friends. And it's
an example. Of those rare scenarios.
If you've been apart for like 5 years and the sexual
tension
thing
is gone.
Tension is gone and that power dynamic is not like in the back of your mind, then I think that works. Or let's say you started off as friends, you had sex, did a couple things for maybe a couple months, and you realize, no, I want to be friends again. Mm. I think that works. But if you started off as a relationship, I think it's not healthy in some cases to remain friends with them, personally, from my experience. And I think I'm friends with the people I follow on social media. So if I'm not friends with you and I don't want to see you anymore, then I don't think I have an obligation to follow you.
Totally.
Fair.
Yeah. And it's nothing hard against them. They're still a lovely person, but it's hard to be reminded. Like, you try and move your life forward.
It's like the news, right? I was telling Isaac about this a few months back.
Start of the year. Yeah.
I don't look at any news platforms anymore. And I know it sounds ignorant to say, but because it's all depressing and awful. And I feel like the same thing with social media. It's news makes you feel awful about the world. Social media makes you feel awful about yourself. Right?
I read the news like all the time.
How do you feel?
All the time.
Are you depressed?
Am I depressed?
No, it's like you get addicted to
it. It's like a weird dopamine rush. I don't know. Mm. It's
fire in India burns.
Guys,
that's it.
I was just listening to a podcast about this. It was about like news addiction and constantly getting this like dopamine, and like it's just the phone paired with the constant fear of missing out. And here's how I changed it. I now listen to one podcast every morning. It's called The Daily.
Yeah, same.
And that's the only thing I listen to. And then the odd time I'll check the news, just the main headlines for local news. And I think it's really healthy.
Well, but do you think it's healthy to get your facts from one source, one stream? You know what I mean? Like, is it healthy to just get the New York Times point of view? Because, I mean, they have their own point of view, whatever that is.
Like, okay, so when I say one, I'll, like, obviously, like, I'll read throughout the day, but you're right. It is one of those things that I have to keep in the back of my mind that there is a bias. Every news source has a bias. But I, like, honestly, I'm not going to affect my mental health constantly being addicted to news to, like, because it's not, like, my job. Like, if I worked in as a reporter, then obviously I'd try and find other sources.
Other people are really depressed.
Yeah. I mean, there's other things to be doing with your life, I think, sometimes. Like, if there's a story that interests you, then maybe looking deeper into it with a couple news sources. But, yeah.
I feel like the common thread here between social media and the news now is there no stopping cues, right? Like, when we used to read newspapers, we'd, you know, you'd go through an article or something, and you'd put it down, you'd finish the paper, and you'd be done and move on with your life, you know? If with Instagram, you know, they recently added that feature where, you know, you're all caught up. But before that, you know, you just keep scrolling. You keep scrolling, and there's no impetus to stop.
Yeah, I was just watching a documentary about the people who designed Instagram, and they were talking about the endless scroll, and they were like, yeah, we kind of opened Pandora's box. Like, they created something that they did not realize that it would be like that. Like, there is no stopping cue. Like, there, people are wasting minutes on Instagram that they, when they're already done, and they don't even realize it.
Yeah.
I was listening to another podcast, and this was about just phone addiction in general, and it was talking about how phones are designed like slot machines. And the same idea that slot machines are meant to be addictive. If social media companies can make you addicted to their product, then they can sell you more ads. And they use colors like red and blue keeps you awake. Red sends dopamine. Because when you see a berry in the bush, for example. No, it's like genuinely like evolutionary. Like, you see a berry or like a mushroom or something, then you want to harvest it, right? Yeah. So you see that on your phone, you get dopamine rushes. It's kind of insane. Or red means danger, too.
Dude, I can't believe you said this, because I was just going to share this. I've been thinking about this for the whole hour. I had this class today, and it was about how priming, which is pretty much an implicit memory effect when you're exposed to a certain stimulus, influences a later stimulus, right? Mm-hmm. And we learned about this study today in my cognitive psych class, and it was actually related to the colors red and blue. And the study, what it did is it took anagrams of, you know, jumbled up words, and the words that were considered avoidance words were tested positive with red backgrounds. And the words that were approachable words were blue backgrounds. And then they took that one step further. And what they did is the people were primed using the red versus the blue when they were put in the scenario where they had to go and tell something to someone in a different room. And there was a person in the doorway who was in the way. The people who were primed using the red were way more impatient, and the people who were prime using the blue were
sorry
I think I fucked that up. The people with the red were super impatient, and the people with the blue were super patient because they're primed using that color. And it was super interesting how just a color could impact you that much. And for this class, like, the main thing today was talking about how cereal boxes prime you
to want to eat cereal,
yeah, based off the size of
Costco shopping carts. They're so big, and they're designed big so that you buy more. Like, we live in an age where they hire psychologists at marketing companies to help you get more addicted to anything that you're buying from that company.
Mm-hmm. It's scary.
I don't want to be an anti-capitalist, but it's partially a side effect to capitalism. Like, I'm not saying we should go to become communists. I'm just saying that there's this system that we live in is here to exploit us.
I mean, like, Amazon literally, like, burns their products that they don't sell. That's like, people like create scarcity in our heads that isn't there.
Exactly. On that note, we're going to put that on the back burner, because that's getting way too
hot. Way too hot.
Way too hot. For those of you just tuning in, you're listening to The Back Burner. We are a show where we just have fun, and we also double as a relationship advice show, when you can call into the studio throughout the entire show, and we'll answer whatever questions and advice you have to the best of our abilities. At any time on our show. And the number to call in is 604-822-2487. 2487.
604-822-2487.
I might get that tattooed as a tramp stamp. So then, you know.
Tasteful.
It's really tasteful.
Yeah. So if you want to call in,
please,
if you need help,
please call in. If you need help or just wanna talk about relationship advice, yeah. great place. Dates, places for dates. I know we've all been to a bunch of different places, so we have some great recommendations. If you're looking for a more athletic type date, The Hive, Rock Climbing Gym, that's a great place to go on a date.
Do you really want to get your date, like,
sweaty and dirty? Oh, yeah.
I mean, on the first date. Jeez. Yeah, I heard that coffee's the worst place to go for a date.
Okay, so in September, I went on 15 dates this past month with different people, 15 different people. And five of them were just awful. Awful.
What was the weirdest thing someone said to you?
Well, the weirdest thing is I went on a date with someone purely because he had the exact same name as me.
That was funny.
Their name was Teo, and my name is Teo. And I thought, just for the purpose of being able to go on a date and see where that goes, and to say you did it with yourself, that was funny.
I've made, basically in my life, I've matched with numerous amounts of Sean's on Tinder, and I have made the executive decision to never date a Sean and to never date someone with the same name as my dad.
That's a good call.
Would you ever date someone with the same name as your mom?
I would not date an Angie.
My girlfriend's name is the same name as my brother's.
Wow. That's kinky, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You wag.
Would you date the same name as your mom?
No. No. Even, I think about it sometimes, actually, because someone will introduce themselves, and then I'll just be like, nope.
Association.
Even if you're cute, nope. The association is not gonna, it's a no-go for me. But anyway, the 15 dates. Oh. Five of them were bad, and the five that were bad were all coffee dates. It's because if you're not doing an activity, it's really... I am an extrovert, so I'm usually leading the conversations, and I hate leading the conversations. I want the girl to take over once in a while and actually lead the conversations so I can listen to her talking rather than me just blurt out over and over all these stupid things about me.
So what do you think the coffee has to... What role does the coffee play here?
Nothing. That's the point. It doesn't have any role in it, so it makes it boring.
It is boring.
So what set apart your other 10 dates?
Good question.
We did kind of more fun things. One of them, we went out. We went for a walk. Even going for a walk is better than a coffee date because you're doing something. Like, there's things you can stop and pretend you're looking at when you're thinking about a question they asked, rather than staring into their eyes.
Pacific Spirit, fantastic spot. Been there a few times because even if you don't really want to say much, you can just find a lot of peace in there, and you don't have to say anything. You just be these trees are so beautiful. And but you're actually being honest. I mean, I'd like to hope you like nature to some extent, and you can just notice the things around you, and it really calms you down.
If you want to impress her, you can point at the Douglas fir and just say, it's a Pseudosuga menziesii, and then she's like instantly wet.
What does that mean?
It's the Latin name.
Oh.
Fake fir.
Pseudosuga
menziesii.
That sounds like an African journalist.
So you're saying just go on Wikipedia before a date?
That's exactly what I'm saying, actually.
What are your thoughts on Wreck Beach as a first date?
Yo. My parents met at Wreck Beach.
Caleb, there you go. Caleb like throws the mic around. He's like, stop, everybody, stop.
Yeah, so it's a perfect first date.
So which
spot.
One, which one of them was naked?
Which one of them was naked?
I mean, it's Wreck Beach. They were all naked. It was the 70s, you know?
Right on. I gotta say, just above Wreck Beach, there's a really, really sweet cliff. Sit there. And again, it's just like the forest, but it's a different kind of nature. You just look out there, man.
What if you jumped off, right?
Yeah, you can get through a lot of different shit when you're
sitting up there. It's a good exit strategy, you know? It's going poorly.
It's really bad.
Oh, we all put this on the back burner.
Sean, what are you gonna say?
What was I going to say? Well, I was going to say that cliffs is a good idea because I went there once with wine and you just sit with it's wine. It's quality.
On Wreck Beach?
The cliff.
Oh, the cliff.
I think I would say get alcohol involved. Only get alcohol involved at the second date, though.
Mm. Or just not at all. I don't drink. Don't drink, guys. Drinking, you don't need to drink to be cool.
No, you don't need to drink to be cool, but I feel like wine is social, especially if you're watching the sunset.
True. I agree.
But I mean, do whatever floats your boat, whatever tickles your pickle.
I like this. This is gonna sound so cringy and lame.
Okay.
I like long walks on the beach. No, I like stargazing on dates.
I don't think that's cringy.
I mean, like, from, like, you know, laying out, like, on, like laying on the beach, like, on, like, with a towel on the sand, whatever, and you're looking up at the stars, and it's really pretty, and you get all, like, sentimental about how all the light is dead, and it's from dead stars, and how we're gonna die, and our time is really short, and they get really upset and, like, sad about it, and yeah, then you feel awkward, okay, and then they leave, and they don't message you again. But I love it.
Honestly, man, I don't think anything is wrong with, like, looking at the stars. It's just, I feel that's very introspective, and it's very good way to show how genuine you are, and you get to see, like, how they actually
plus you,
are.
Plus, you can use pickup lines like, wow, the stars are so beautiful, and you turn and look at them in the eyes and go, but your eyes twinkle more.
Okay, so I just want to say that the stargazing isn't the cringy part. It's your pickup lines that are.
Do you want to hear my pickup lines I use for my Tinder profile?
Not really, but go ahead.
Actually, can we do that? Yeah, let's go.
Oh, can we go around talking about what pickup lines we use?
I don't do that, but yeah, go.
his girlfriend's listening. Like a normal being very, very safe.
I just talk like a normal person to people. I don't plan
Hello,
shit.
Fellow human. I'll start. I'll let Isaac do his, because I've kind of stolen one of his pickup lines that's really great. One of them is, girl, you must be a microwave, because, like a bunch of M's. And that's one of the pickup lines. And then when they go, ha, 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 afterwards, I go, you're also a microwave, because if I put a baby in you, you'd kill it. And they usually like that one, too.
Do they?
No. But sometimes they do, and it's like, ha-ha. Like,
that's on the back burner for sure, man.
Yeah. Also, what else do I use? Oh, I always say, for our first date.
Why are you talking that accent?
For our first date, I recommend Limbo. That way I can lower the bar and still exceed expectations. That's a good one. That's it for me.
Nice. I usually just like bad pickup lines for goofy
example.
Effect. Like
example.
Are you the Old Testament? Because you blow me Yahweh.
God damn it. Jesus Christ.
Wow. Wow. How are you, Sean?
I just say hey. It's just hey. And if they like me
not. Do you text first?
I wait sometimes, but then sometimes if I like someone, I'll be like, okay, cool, I'll text something. I think it depends. It's very contextual, you know? But I think hey is such like a, it's like I don't give a shit. But I do. No, actually, it just basically like I don't care, and then people normally reply. I'm pretty trash at Tinder. I'm not gonna lie. I think in person's a lot better.
I think I agree with you. It's contextual for sure. I think if I see something about their profile that I'm genuinely interested in, like something they quoted or some picture, I'm like, oh, I would actually compliment that. But Teo knows my go-to right now, and I just say E7. And I wait for them to say, what? And I say, sorry, I'm just trying to get a snack at the vending machine. And usually goes down pretty well.
Or a variation of that, right?
Some variation of that. You can play it up a bit more. You can call them a whole meal, whatever you like, dessert and all, three courses. But
my mind always goes to chess when you say E7.
Chess.
I actually had that.
You know what they say? The most common response besides what is, you sunk my battleship.
That I know.
And I'm like,
you
no.
sunk my battleship? And sometimes I'll play off that one and be like, okay, we're taking this turn to the battleship zone. And they go, no, you didn't sink my battleship. You sunk my heart.
Why'd you ruin it again, man?
Speaking of sunken hearts, do you have a relationship advice that you need given to you? Call our hotline. It is 604-822-2487. Give us your problems.
Tell us if you like pickup lines. Tell us what pickup lines you use. Or if you don't like them at all, tell us why you don't like them. Or just call in and say, I don't like pickup lines, and hang up.
Some people get really mad about pickup lines, but
what's your success ratio with pickup lines, gentlemen?
What does success mean?
Seeing them from that. Like, from the pickup line, going from that to seeing them in person and hanging out.
I feel like that's not a good question because...
Okay, fuck me then.
No, but I'm going to explain why. Because how often does anyone meet up with, like, most of their matches on Tinder? Like,
my hand's up.
I feel like people are very fearful to actually meet up with people through dating apps.
Or they just have, like, commitment issues. Or they just want the validation. Tinder's so good for validation.
Do you use Bumble?
I have. I've used basically every dating app, and then I deleted all of them for a month, and then I got back on Tinder, and then I just deleted it last night. So it was, wow, lasted 2 days.
I go through phases. I can't. I was like my friend, my roommate actually, who was actually on the show. His name is Roman. Shout out to Roman. He said, "Oh, get Bumble. Bumble is like girls make the first move, and they have to text him." Like, "Oh, that's great." And I was really psyched
up. That's
what
you're looking for,
hyped,
right?
To get it. Yeah, I was hyped to get Bumble because I deleted Tinder because I was just stressed out about it. Just too much work. And I can't get Bumble because my iOS is not high enough and my phone is too old. So yeah. I'm stuck on Tinder.
Sad. Sean, I'm curious, out of the other ones besides Bumble and Tinder, which ones have you used?
Okay, so I've used Grindr, Scruff, and something else. Those are gay ones.
Scruff just sounds so good.
Yeah, that's a great
bunch
name.
Of bearded guys.
It is definitely a bunch of bearded guys, and I'm very popular on that app. They want
you're
a little
a bearded
boy.
Guy.
Yeah, they want a little. They want a young little.
A little.
Bearded guy.
You're 6'2".
I'm actually 6'5".
Yeah, come on, man.
But you know, I'm a little snack, and they come in and they give me that good message, and I ignore them.
Give me that good
message. That good message. It's normally like, woof, you're hot. And I'm like, am I a dog? So, no, it's...
am I a dog-able?
No, like, literally, someone just said, woof. Like, that's all they said.
And you and went,
I said
an audio message, and you went, rah!
Yeah. I was tempted. Grindr's terrible. Grindr's like... is basically just sex. So everyone just is basically looking for sex, and it's basically, what does it do? It objectifies you. So, yeah, you
if
feel
you're looking
like
for sex, call in the studio, 604 update. Oh,
I mean, back yeah, if you want to talk about your Grindr experience, we need some representation on this show. Call in with your, yeah, actually just, you know
just call in with anything related to pickup lines advice. 604-822.
What's 2487?
2487.
Honestly, Colin, if you're lonely, it is cuffing season. I've noticed that people are more cuddly. Is that just me?
I want a hug.
No, everyone wants hugs. My two friends messaged me today. I want a hug. All these friends are coming out of nowhere. They're all giving hugs. It's like people are lonely. It's getting cold.
It's getting cold, man. Past week for sure.
It's getting cold. Where are you this winter?
Winter's coming.
So if you're cold, you know, you should call the back burner. We'll warm you up. We'll heat you up.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Honestly, though, if you want to talk to us.
The back burner.
We're here. We got 6 minutes left.
Because it burns. We do Rock and Roll McDonald's.
Yeah, we're going to play a song.
We're gonna play a song for y'all.
Again, if you want to call, we'll cut the song short. But one more time, 604-822-2487.
Call.
Call us.
McDonald's is a place to rock. It is a restaurant where they buy food to eat. It is a good place to listen to the music. People flock here to get down to the rock music. Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! McDonald's will make you fat. They serve Big Macs. They serve quarter pounders. They will put pounds on you. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. McDonald's hamburgers are the worst. They are worse than Burger King. A Big Mac has 26 grams of fat. A quarter pounder has 28 grams of fat. Rockin' Roll McDonald's! Rockin' Roll McDonald's! Rockin' Roll McDonald's! Rockin' Roll McDonald's! Rock over London, rock on Chicago. Wheaties, breakfast of champions.
Once again, hey. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The Back Burner.
The Back Burner.
On Sitter, 101.9 FM. We are a dating advice show primarily, but it doesn't feel like it because we go on tangents.
Nobody is calling.
Nobody is calling.
We're all alone.
It's because
in the dark.
It's too late. You know what? We had someone call, a lovely girl called Sarah, who called our first episode, who none of us knew.
Her name isn't Sarah. Megan. Yeah. Her name is Megan, man.
Megan called. Megan. Lovely Megan called in our first episode.
I want to hear back from Megan.
I want to hear back from Megan.
Really do.
And if Megan did anything with that boy that she broke up with, even though
one
she was with him
because
he had a big, big dong. big dongle. That was a funny episode.
reminiscent already.
Yeah,
it's like
remember the good old days of the show.
Well, the episode's happening. Yeah, that last episode was real good.
I mean, shout out to Alex from earlier.
Shout out to Alex for calling. Thanks again. Shout out to anyone who's listening from their home, from their car, from their Samsung automated toilet. From those interactive fridges, whatever platform you're using to listen to the show on. We'll be back next week or the week after at Thursday from 11 to 12.
Just any Thursday.
Y'all want to say goodbye?
Any Thursday you're up. Check us at 11 to 12. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, guys. Peace out.
Stay groovy.
Bye.
Keep it cool. But I'm feeling like the fight's getting harder, so I gotta keep my head. I gotta keep my head. Tell myself I'm